Hello and welcome. You're listening to a guided meditation, and I am your guide, Katie Jo Holton. If you haven't already noticed, the use of spiritual tools has become widely popular in the New Age community in recent years. More popular than maybe ever before, or at least more mainstream than what traditionally was true. So spiritual tools that I'm talking about include things like crystals, aromatherapy, herbs, tarot cards, other divination tools, and of course, purifiers like incense and sage. These tools and the movement from the New Age spiritual community into some mainstream levels has attracted quite a bit of criticism, especially from would-be New Agers. In the act of mystery schools moving their way into the public eye, enables concerned spiritualists to question the authenticity of the users. And this is always tricky. This place is a situation where I found myself on either side of the coin here. I most certainly do not like the trend of watering down, turning it into what seems like a fun game of collecting pretty things. And that's exactly what our culture needs. While we have to be careful not to let consumerism completely take over this area, what I love is seeing people bring ritual and ceremony into their daily lives. With most of these tools, we must be careful not to hand our power over to them. That they are tools to reflect information back to us and to help embody the energy movement that we are playing with every day. I was actually brought up, at least in part, Catholic. And regardless of how you feel about the church in general, one thing that I've always admired about Catholicism is it doesn't totally shy away from the use of ritual tools. After all, each religion really, at its heart, is just the language we use to express our spiritual experience. We can't totally get at the all-encompassing nature of what spirituality feels like. So we use symbolism and metaphor to get as close to it as we can. So when we're using tools like sage or incense to purify the room or alter the energy of a space, it's not the power of these tools themselves that necessarily alter the space. It is our own power and our intention that is doing so. But we use these tools to carry our prayers into the world. So with that in mind, if you have some sage that's been lying around the house and you've been interested in using it, if you've been using it for a while, or especially with the holidays coming up, if you're interested in learning how to prepare a space for family and ceremony, this guided meditation is a walk through one of the ways that you can do that. So when you're ready, let's begin. To prepare, have in mind the area that you want to purify and cleanse, and then have a few of your tools prepared. If you're using something that burns Palo Santo, cedar, sage, or incense, any of these materials are fine. Honestly, anything will work. There are some tools that are more popular. I believe it said that sage has traces of a psychoactive substance, which might be why it's so popular in doing this type of work, both because it helps ease the person itself and purifies the space. But in reality, what you're using, the material you're actually using, doesn't matter that much. This is why I wanted to address that it's not actually the sage that has the power, but it's power that comes from within ourself that works together with the objects to manifest our intention in the world. And certainly if you go around the world, you'll find that different regions tend to favor plant materials that originate in that area. That makes sense, right? So you could actually make your own smudge bundle from local dried plants and herbs. Or you could even use an old stick of incense. What really matters is the energy that you put into the process. So gather your tools, gather whichever purifier you've chosen for today, something to light it with, and depending on what the substance is, you'll probably want something to catch any of the ashes while you're moving around the house and burning them. So to begin, sit or kneel on the ground or at your altar. With the purifier in front of you, let's begin to move into the body. Closing your eyes, relaxing your shoulders. Let's take a moment and invite all the parts of yourself into the center of your head. Give yourself a few moments to really settle in here, allowing any distractions that might come up to pass. And giving yourself permission for your state of being, whatever it might be at the moment, to be okay. There's actually no need to change anything here. We are just inviting our mindfulness in and becoming more present. So now let's turn our attention towards your heart center. You might even put your hand right over your chest, over your heart. And invite the energy in that area to begin to expand. Give yourself the chance to feel the energy running through your body. Down the arms and coming out your fingertips, originating from your own heart. Taking the hand that was over your heart, now let it hover above your purifier and receive a few breaths here. Begin to think about the intention that you have for how you would like to alter the energy of the space you're addressing. And if at all possible, speak your intention out loud. Your intention might be to dispel negative energy. It might be to create a peaceful environment so your family can receive joy this holiday. It might be to invite in the vibration of healing for clients or loved ones. Or it might even be something like your intention to increase the space's creative energy. And there's lots of options here. And if you haven't spoken your intention out loud already, let your heart speak it now. So when you're ready, go ahead and light your purifier and let's begin to move around the room. Stand up once it's lit. And go to the corner where you would like to begin. Now, allowing that heart energy that you were feeling earlier, allow that again to circulate through your system and out your fingertips. Now, I like to begin starting from the top, moving right to left, and working my way down. Here, I would go with whatever comes naturally to you. As you're moving your purifier around, keep the intention in the back of your head and focus on bringing your heart energy through your arms and out the fingertips that's holding your purifier. And out loud, or if it's inappropriate to say it out loud, if you need to be quiet, then it's okay to say in your head, harmonize this place. With each wave repeating over and over, harmonize this place. Beginning to move around as needed. Make sure that you're being safe, of course, watching for any flying embers and making sure you won't trip over anything. Running that heart energy through your arm, out your fingertips. Harmonize this place. As you move around, you might begin to notice things popping into your intuition. If you're finding the energy feels especially heavy or negative or unknown, just pause and take note. If it feels heavy, then as you repeat your mantra, harmonize this place, try to infuse that area with some lightness. If you're noticing some negativity, just say hello to it. And as you're moving your purifier around, again, repeating, harmonize this place. Trust that the energy will move to where it needs to be as you replace it with the intention of harmony. Harmonize this place. So you can continue on your own in a large or small space. When you're done, I would come back to where you started, sitting or kneeling down, placing your purifier in an appropriate place. And I just like to offer a bow, removing my ego and saying thank you. Thank you to the universe, to helping spirits, greater spirit, Mama Gaia, God, goddess. And closing with the intention that you began with. My purpose was to purify and cleanse this area, to bring harmony into this space for the intention of nurturing and healing. Or, of course, whatever your intention actually is. And so it is. And so this practice is extremely versatile. Obviously, we used it here with the intention of purifying and cleansing a space or a room. And we used the tool of smoke to carry the prayers from our heart into the 3D reality. But this is something that you can do by yourself, even in an office. If you need to be subtle, you can walk around the room. And again, with the energy coming from your heart, out your hands, silently repeat to yourself, harmonize this place, and just move around with the intention of stirring the energy and creating a place of balance and safety. You can also do this practice inside yourself. As you journey through your chakras, or if you come to a place in yourself that you find uncomfortable or disturbing, say hello to it. Take some time here without needing to change it immediately. Allow yourself to sit in the experience, and then ask for harmony to come to this place. This is something that you also can apply to physical ailments. I've used it on myself when I've had an upset stomach, working to move the beautiful, pure energy of acceptance from my heart chakra to the area that feels unbalanced, and allowing that energy to run through me, from the heart, through me, to the place of disturbance, and repeating, harmonize this place. Each time checking in, checking my connection to my heart, and allowing that intention to get deeper. This is a great practice to use on pets. I've used it to ease some joint issues with my dog. Or even just to calm myself in a tumultuous situation. We can get very complex and layered with our intentions and our energy, but oftentimes the most simple and purest intentions are the most powerful things that we can do. When from your heart you are asking clearly for what you want, when you are commanding clearly what you want, we tend to get clearer results. Even when the shifts are subtle, they are easier to spot than more complex desires and intentions. And that can help reinforce your own belief and understanding in what it is that you're actually doing. So this is a fun one. Have fun and play with it. Have fun creating beautiful spaces in yourself and in the world around you. Beautiful.